Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we're going to get to speak with Dean Weingarten, a writer at Ammo Land. And, I mean, he's written, his stuff shows up everywhere, but Ammo Land is where it originates. How are you tonight, sir?
I am doing very well, in spite of what seem like obvious threats to the Republic.
Yeah. Very obvious threats. Let's talk a little bit about this. We're going to get to the bear story. I love the bear story, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about the ban on guns in Forest Preserve, where that has been ruled to be unconstitutional. Now, one thing that Obama did was he made it legal to carry guns into national parks, right?
Well, I think that's not exactly an accurate description.
Am I oversimplifying it?
A big bill that included changes in what credit card fees and such could be paid and interest rates and all that.
Right.
And freedom activists, had been trying to get the ban on guns in national parks changed. It was a regulatory rule at the time. And they just were lobbying hard to get the rule changed, you know, administrative change to the rules. And they made a lot of progress on it. And then, shortly after Obama got elected, the National Park Service basically said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to change the rule, even though there'd been all kinds of efforts and it looked very positive. So the Senate got involved and was lobbied hard by freedom activists, and they said, well, doesn't seem like such a big deal. We're going to allow people to have guns in parks. It's their Second Amendment right to be able to carry around. There's no reason they shouldn't be able to carry them in parks. So they passed a bill requiring the National Park Service to allow guns to be carried in parks, and they attached it to this big spending bill. Obama didn't want to veto the whole thing. It was fairly early on in his administration, so he signed it. And that's how you can say that Obama got that through.
Yeah. I did oversimplify it.
He would have loved to veto it, but he had bigger fish to fry, he thought, and so he signed it. I'm absolutely certain from his words and his actions later on that if he could have line item vetoed the part about the National Park Service not being able to ban guns in parks, he would have done so. But he didn't, because he couldn't.
Well, let's talk about this. The ban on the guns in the Forest Preserve. This is found to be unconstitutional.
It's really, I think, an interesting case because the judge follows the law and he follows the precedent in the Seventh Circuit and he finds it to be unconstitutional with very sound logic and reasoning. And even under these convoluted rules that various circuits have adopted to try to figure as many ways as they can to rule regulations and laws that infringe on your Second Amendment rights as constitutional. And the history on this is that the Seventh Circuit had ruled that carry outside of the home is part of the Second Amendment rights, which just makes sense. I mean, you know, your other rights don't end just because you leave your doorstep. You can practice free speech outside your home. You have a right not to be molested by police without reasonable cause or due process outside your home. And you can practice religion outside your home. But anyway, to get back to this, so they ruled that the Second Amendment extended outside the home and that the Illinois legislature either had to pass a law allowing people to carry outside the home, there was a ban on it in Chicago particularly, or the law would just become invalid. Under pressure from the Seventh Circuit, the Illinois legislature passed a shall-issue law, and it's been fairly popular. It's one of the more restrictive in the country, but it's been fairly popular. But when they did that, they put in a bunch of exceptions. One of the exceptions, for example, was that you couldn't carry on public transportation. Another exception was that you couldn't carry on the forest preserve in Cook County. The forest preserve in Cook County is about 70,000 acres, and there's a lot of quite wild land interspersed with urban areas in this large chunk. It's a whole bunch of different things. It's everything from botanical gardens to just wild land. And what happened is that there was a man of, he appears to have had some means. He wasn't just poor, and he liked to fish on the way home from work. He put in a lot of hours, but he'd been a pretty successful businessman. So he liked to fish, and he had, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, gotten an Illinois concealed handgun license. And he would go fishing after work. Well, he's out there fishing one evening, and a law enforcement officer came up to him and discovered that he was carrying, and he had a concealed carry license. And he arrested him, and he charged him with crime. And this gentleman fought it in court. And he said, no, it's a violation of the Second Amendment. There's no way that you can justify having this large area, 70,000 acres, as to be banned for people exercising their Second Amendment right. And it went up to the went to the Northern District of Illinois, Eastern Division, which includes Chicago. And it was Judge Dow that heard the case. And he looked at it under, like I said, the somewhat convoluted two-step process that exists in the Seventh Circuit, and a similar one exists in the Ninth. And he looked at it carefully, and he said, no, it doesn't make sense. You can't just call a huge area of 70,000 acres that includes everything from botanical gardens that has a couple million visitors a year to remote areas of wild country that very few people go to. And what was really interesting about this is he held the government to the standards that the Seventh Circuit had set up. Now, what has happened in these circuits is they say that if it isn't a basic part of the Second Amendment right, if it's not a core part, that's the word they use, then we have to look at, does the government show that it has a compelling government interest, they said, for the law or the regulation? And if it does have a compelling interest, then is the regulation, the law, is it a good fit? In other words, does it serve their purpose without restricting most people too much?
Hang on right there. We'll continue this when we get back. This article ripped straight from the page at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about this big tract of area in Illinois where they tried to ban guns and all this other stuff and the resulting case that came out of it. And I had to, as I often do, I had to interrupt you in the middle of your oratory. So please pick it up where you left off if you'd like.
Yes. Let me explain a little bit about the terms here. Under modern jurisprudence, the courts have divided up how they look at rights, the Bill of Rights, and they look at three different levels. If something directly infringes on the core of a right, then it's required to be looked at under what they call strict scrutiny, which is essentially, does it infringe or doesn't? If it infringes, if it violates the right, it's gone. It's unconstitutional. And then there was another basis that they used about law in general that is called rational basis. And it was used for any law. And it's very simple. It says if someone at some point in some time can explain that there might be some kind of rational reason for a law, then the legislature gets to make that law. And laws are almost never struck down on rational basis. I mean, there might be one or two somewhere. Maybe, you know, some legislature in New York State decided to outlaw gravity or something like that. but it almost laws almost never get struck down under rational basis because they can find some reason, some kind of explanation why it might be considered rational. And then what the more recent one that's come up is what's called intermediate scrutiny. And it says, well, you know, this regulation or law has a very important purpose for the government, and it doesn't really strike at the core of the Bill of Rights. It doesn't strike at the core of the constitutional right. It's sort of on the edge of it. So if the government can show that it has a really good reason for this regulation, and if it can show that the law or the rule is directly related to that reason and it's very narrowly tailored, if it's tailored to accomplish that purpose, you know, it isn't overbroad and affects everybody all the time, then it can be constitutional. And so what in the various circuits, particularly the Seventh and the Ninth, they have said that first, we check to see if this regulation strikes at the core of the Second Amendment. If it doesn't strike at the core, then we go to intermediate scrutiny, and we see if the reason for the regulation is strong enough and if the fit is close enough. And in many cases that I've seen, particularly in the Ninth Circuit, they've devolved what they call intermediate scrutiny to rational basis. And they just say, well, the government says there's a purpose, and that's good enough. Therefore, it's constitutional. But in this case, in Illinois, Judge Dow doesn't follow that script. He actually does his job. And he says, well, you know, we've got to look at this, and following the procedure, I wouldn't say it's exactly striking at the core of the Second Amendment. That could be argued, I would say. But he says, so we have to go to intermediate scrutiny. He says, well, what's the governor's basis? Well, they say public safety. But he says public safety isn't enough. I mean, public safety is everything. Anything and everything can be justified under public safety one way or another. So he goes to an analysis of the law, and he says, well, do they show that people who have got a concealed carry permit carrying in this reserve impacts public safety? And it's a beautiful decision. I really urge people, if they've got the time, to read the whole decision. I think it's about 60 pages, maybe a little less. And here's some of what he lists as conclusions towards the end of it. He says, the record, however, shows no relationship between concealed carry license holders and threats to public safety, and no evidence the regulations reduce crime or prevent injuries or death. And then a page later, he says, defendants here offered no evidence connecting concealed carry by CCL holders to any threat to public safety, much less a threat within the regulated area. And then a page later says the government has shown little threat to public safety in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, and even less involving concealed firearms, and none by concealed carry license holders. So he really holds the government's feet to the fire. He actually invokes intermediate scrutiny as it was meant to be, instead of just devolving it as an excuse to evoke rational basis. So he struck it down. He said, you just cannot, in a broad area like the 70,000 acres, say that this is a sensitive area, because it's got all kinds of different areas in it. You might make a case that some of them would be sensitive. Maybe you could claim the botanical garden. He doesn't list the botanical gardens directly. I mean, he talks about it, but in this context, he doesn't say directly. You know, maybe you could talk of areas where they have athletic events with school children or something like that. I mean, he says it's not impossible that you could find sensitive areas, but you don't list any. You just say the whole thing. And you can't do that. That's not narrow enough. That's not close enough to restrict your Second Amendment rights. And he says, I'm not going to rule the whole law unconstitutional right now. You have 6 months for the legislature to approach this and change the law or do nothing or whatever as they see fit. And so I thought that was a really well-written opinion of the court. It will probably be contested. They'll probably ask for an injunction. Well, probably won't ask for an injunction because they've got 6 months. But they'll probably appeal it to the Seventh Circuit. That would be the next step. The appeals court of the Seventh Circuit. I think he's done an excellent job, and there's a really good chance that they would win at the Seventh Circuit, too. I don't know if Illinois would want to try to take it to the Supreme Court. And so it's a favorable win for supporters of the Second Amendment, and I think it's going to be upheld.
All right. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk about this bear article we got going on here. All of this is at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. On the Senate floor Wednesday morning, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that Democrats are crafting a stopgap bill. Schumer said that the bill will extend government funding to December 3rd and will provide long-sought emergency relief to areas affected by Hurricane Ida, as well as emergency funding for the ongoing Afghan special immigrant crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, decried on Newsmax President Joe Biden's tax increases. Appearing Tuesday on Spicer & Company, Braun expressed skepticism about Biden's proposed corporate and individual tax increases. Saturday, the president tweeted, "My Build Back Better agenda costs $0. Then why raise taxes?" Braun asked.
So many things can come together to take what was the best economy we had pre-COVID, and it looks like we're doing everything in the book to run it, and it was working back then.
The volcano in the Canary Islands continues to spew after 10 days of activity. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Authorities in Spain's Canary Islands off the African coast on Wednesday told residents on the western coast of La Palma to seal doors and windows with tape and wet towels to ward off toxic gases spewed by lava from Cumbre Vieja. The volcano has been active for 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, right here at, currently at Ammoland.com. Dean has one thing he writes about that it just fascinates me whenever he does it. And, well, he's got a new article about it. Apparently in Idaho, They got some bear things happening in Idaho, huh?
Yes, and we've seen this over the last probably about 30, maybe 40 or 50 years, is that we used to treat bears mostly as pests. And if they showed up around your ranch or farm or your house and started causing problems, people just shot them. And that was the end of it. But about the time that the Endangered Species Act was passed, we started treating bears much more gingerly, as if they were extremely valuable assets, and that nobody could shoot bears, rare bears, such as at the time grizzly bears, without all kinds of restrictions and horrific penalties and other things. And over time, the bears, not being molested and being protected, have become, their populations have increased, and we have increasing bear and human conflicts. And this summer, and it was July through September, actually, we had a little spate of bear-human conflicts in Idaho. And it seems very likely that about half of them were caused by one sow grizzly and her cubs. I mean, the cubs seem like they're probably small enough. They're just following the lead of the sow, so it really was one bear. But on July 10th, we had a hiker was mauled by a sow grizzly. And, you know, he suffered some injuries, and he fortunately survived, and he was able to recover without too bad of a result. And I'm pretty sure that it was a sow and that there was at least one cub involved. And this was at a place called Island Park in Idaho, which is fairly close to Yellowstone Park. And it's part of what they call the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem. And most of the grizzly bear conflicts with people happen in the United States outside of Alaska in the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem, even though they have just a small minority of bears. There's less than 1,000 bears there. The last estimate I saw was in the neighborhood of 780 grizzly bears in this small area. And so he survived, and then on July 31st, so that'd be about 3 weeks later, a bike rider was riding on a path, and a grizzly bear chased him. And it was also a sow, and the Idaho Fish and Game believed it had cubs. And it was, you know, within a few miles of the same area where the other incident happened. Now, you can't prove they're the same bear, but it seems likely there's not huge numbers of grizzly bears that are sows with cubs in the Island Park area. So then finally, on 23 September, so that's, you know, another couple of months, a sow grizzly, reportedly with cubs, attacked a couple of archery hunters in the Island Park area. The hunters had bear spray, and one of them at least had a pistol, and the bear was sprayed, and it was shot from very close range by the pistol, and apparently mortally wounded. They were hunting under elk archery season in Island Park. And so that stopped the incident so far. Of course, it's still September, so we could have more. But if it was the same sow and cubs, which seems to me quite likely, you know, we aren't going to have any more people attacked and threatened by this grizzly bear that doesn't recognize humans as any sort of a threat or anything to be concerned about. And so that was three of the incidents in Idaho that happened, you know, with just in the last few months. But then we had three other incidents involving black bears. Now, if you study fatal attacks by bears, which I have, you find that about as many fatal attacks occur with grizzlies as with black bears. Black bears are much less aggressive, but there's a lot more of them. And so that balances out. And so you get about as many fatal attacks. Most of the fatal attacks with black bears are male bears and they're predatory. But we had an incident in the northern part of Idaho near Priest Lake. It's a fairly wild area in the northern panhandle, and they have a lot of bears, and consequently they have bear problems. And they had this this bear was creating problems. It had been creating problems in town for weeks. And the Idaho Fish and Game had they'd attempted to live trap this bear, a sow with cubs, and they were unsuccessful. It had already wounded one pet, and it had killed another pet. And there's an abundance of bears in the area. So what happened is that in the evening, they say between 8:30 and 9:30, people heard rifle shots. Now, it's not exactly clear to me how you can tell for sure if it's a rifle or a pistol, but it was rifle shots that were reported near the dumpsters where this bear was likely to hang out. And the next day, Fish and Game started looking around, and they found a dead black bear sow. And the cubs were not seen. They weren't in the area. And they said that, you know, if we find the people who did this, they can be prosecuted for use of an artificial light while hunting or for wastage of a game animal. Now, I don't know. Those could be severe penalties. But I have a suspicion that people who had suffered under the inconvenience of this bear in the area for weeks might not be too eager to be questioning their neighbors about who might have shot this bear.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen things like that happen at different times.
Sure.
And then, so, while that's going on, just a little while later, about 10 days later, in Boise, which is the capital of the state and a pretty good-sized town. I mean, it's a small city, actually. I think there's, well, almost 500,000 people there. And don't hold me to that. I don't have the Google or other resources in front of me, but I think that's about right. They had problems with bears down there. Now, remember, this is about 10 days after the incident up at Priest Lake. And they tried to immobilize the bear, and it didn't work, and it was heading toward a residential area, so they shot and killed it. And then about a week later, there was another bear in Boise in causing problems in an industrial park, and they shot and killed that bear. It had been relocated earlier, and then it moved back in, which is real common for bears.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about various wild animals out there going on today. In any foreign countries, and I don't know if you've ever looked into this, in any foreign countries, are they starting to have the same encroachment on the habitat and the same kind of issues that we're having with some of these predators?
Well, yes, it is. In fact, they've had issues longer than we, and one of the biggest reasons is that in many foreign countries, they don't allow their people to be armed. Very strict control on private ownership of firearms has been going on in India, for example, since 1857, and in Russia since 1918, when the Bolsheviks took over. So in both places, they have serious problems with people being hurt or killed by bears, and not as much, but by wolves, too. And you have not had those problems generally in North America because North Americans, since the time at least of the revolution and before, have had access to effective firearms. And when they have access to firearms, bears and wolves that cause problems get done away with. Or they learn. There's a fascinating area of research of animal behavior, which deals with the natural selection of individual animals by their personality traits. And it turns out that there is a genotype of individuals in any group of animals that are bolder, more willing to take risky behavior than others, isn't it? It's a spectrum from ones that are more cautious to ones that are more bold. Well, if you select out the animals that are bolder and anything from fish to mammals, then you move the population towards being more cautious. And it probably can be linked to caution for a particular thing, like, say, about people, for example. And so when you kill off the bolder individuals in a population that's causing you problems, then they cause less problems. And in Russia, during World War II, they conscripted nearly all the able-bodied men from the remote villages, and they confiscated all their guns, too. And so they had a significant uptick in wolf attacks and fatal wolf attacks in remote Russian villages, mostly on children, during and after for a good while in World War II. So, yes, these problems are not limited to the United States, but they're worldwide.
That's interesting. That's interesting to...
They have quite a few wolf attacks in Indian, and I'm East Indian, villages, too. And, of course,
well, I mean,
tigers eating people. And
yeah, I mean, in India, they have all kinds. I mean, what is the is the tiger the apex predator there?
Yeah, I would say the tiger is the apex predator. But they have bears that are pretty feisty, too. And they have wolves, not everywhere. Probably the animal outside of insects or protozoans or germs that kills the most people in India are various poisonous snakes. I've seen estimates that upwards of 10,000 Indians a year might die from poisonous snake bites.
Hmm. Yeah, India. India is not a place where I'd want to live. And near the rural area.
You know, it's a big place. So there are areas in India that I think are just fine, and there are other areas where you and I would go crazy just looking at the sordid and horribly primitive and difficult conditions that many people are forced to live in.
Yeah. So let's go look at some other stuff right quick before we get to, we still got a little bit of time here, and I know there's something else I wanted to ask you about. Okay, so you have been looking into the home-built gun stuff, and there's been a lawsuit filed against it, or filed on behalf of keeping that legal.
Yeah.
In the meantime, they also have the whole idea that they're trying to go after pistol braces. So the home built guns thing sort of fell by the wayside. What did you find out in this?
Well, what happened is that San Diego, which is the southernmost port city in California, the government there has been trying to track crimes that have been committed with guns that were essentially homemade or made without a serial number. I mean, and this is, it's not really a big problem, but they're trying to create it as a big problem. Most guns in the United States are not traceable and not registered. In fact, the registration of guns in the U.S. is illegal, and in most states it's illegal. It's not illegal in California. But the number of guns that they look at that have don't have serial numbers has been going up in a few years. And what they did was they passed a law making it illegal to purchase or sell or own what they call as partially finished firearm receivers. Well, what's a partially finished firearm receiver? It's just about any piece of metal or plastic that can be made into a firearms receiver. I would argue most pipes fit their definition, and some people say just a block of aluminum or steel would fit their definition. And the Firearms Policy Coalition filed a lawsuit against the ban on that is directly infringing on the Second Amendment. I think they have an excellent case, as very well stated. There's never been a ban on individuals making their own legal firearms in the United States. Individuals have been able to do it since before the United States became a country. And so what they're doing is they're trying to institute a whole new set of restrictions on people. California had a law saying that if you're going to make your own of a certain class of firearms, that you had to apply to the state for a serial number. And then once you got the serial number, then you could go ahead and make your firearm, and then you go back to the state and ask them if this is okay or something to that effect. The firearm laws in California are horrendously Byzantine and difficult to interpret. But this law in San Diego goes far beyond that. It doesn't say you just have to follow these regulations to make your own firearm. It just says you can't. It says you can't own the materials to do it. And this goes to the heart of what we call gun control. If you're going to control people's access to weapons, you have to control their access to the knowledge required to make those weapons, and you have to control their access to the machinery to make those weapons. It's what is there. I've seen pictures from India where they have a large underground black market, a manufacturer of firearms, where they're proudly showing off that they confiscated a drill press along with some files, you know, for a small shop that was making semi-automatic pistols. So I don't think we're willing to go that, and I think this case has an excellent chance to rule for exercise of the Second Amendment, and the ability to make your own firearms is part of exercise of the Second Amendment.
Hmm. Well, we're about to run out of time, so thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. We will do it again Friday. If you're hurt.
I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you once again.
Pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.